This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And who was under the most pressure? We've kind of had this discussion earlier. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. It's evolved into just the Knicks versus the Pistons series and what we expect from them in this. But as it goes back to the main topic at hand, I think most pressure is on the players. I know you feel differently.
I do. I think it's on Tom Thibodeau, clearly, who has been around this game for a long time. Started as an assistant back in 1989. Wow. I'm sure I loved a lot of songs from 89. That's kind of my wheelhouse, as you know, Sal. 13 years as a head coach, and he's had a lot of good things that he's been in the middle of. I think he's a great culture builder. I don't know that he's an elevator, and I don't know that because he's yet to really truly do that, and he's 68 years of age. And I think when you look at pressure, to me, like Brunson could play awful this series, going nowhere, still the captain. Karl-Anthony Towns can lay an egg, going nowhere. He's got a couple years to go on that deal. Bridges. Now, maybe if Bridges is awful because he only has a year to go, maybe they don't extend him. But then how bad would the Knicks look for giving up five first-round picks and not even extending him? I mean, that would be a colossal, colossal mess in the court of public opinion. So I look at pressure, and I've always said to myself, if this happens, meaning I fail at something, what is going to happen to me? And I think when you do that and you apply that same thought to Tom Thibodeau, I believe if he fails to beat the Pistons, he will not be the coach of the Knicks next season.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying pressure by his, whose job's on the line, I'm not going to disagree with that.
Well, because otherwise, what is pressure? Well, there's pressure. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is pressure without
pressure. Pressure to perform. The repercussion will be that people are going to start to question how good Brunson or Karl-Anthony Towns are.
I know, but that's going to dissipate. There's nothing tangible. Like, we could get on the air, and I'll get on Brunson if he plays poorly, but guess what? Brunson's still the starting point guard next opening night, making big money and the captain. Again, the tangible recourse for something not happening, that's real pressure. Like, what's going to happen
but
if so-and-so doesn't do the job required? And I think the only person that can lose their job and really feel the heat is Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Because
makes total sense.
No, then what kind of type of pressure is Aaron Judge under in October? What's going to happen to him if he doesn't perform?
Ooh,
Judge's not going to perform in October. What's going to happen to him?
Yeah, nothing. But I don't put the pressure on him that you do or some others
so
do.
So then there's no... What
no,
about
no,
Juan
there's
Soto?
Pressure. There's definitely pressure.
What's the pressure on Juan Soto? He's got a $765 million contract. He cannot swing a bat for the rest of his life. He's getting paid that $765 million.
I understand that. That's monetary pressure and results. I think that the actual to the Soto situation, I think it would be it would just be an incredibly horrendous start to his if he has a bad year. Listen, there are varying degrees of repercussions.
I'll saying,
certainly grant you that.
Yeah, I'm saying just saying from a sports talk perspective, I think the Tibbs getting fired or not is a good conversation that we will have in a second. But as far as the pressure goes, for me, I'm not putting the pressure on Tibbs because if the Knicks don't win in the first round, second round, whatever, I think it's more because of the stars not doing their job than Tibbs. Now, as far as what could happen, what are the repercussions if the Knicks don't win the first round series, I think a lot of people, including the Knicks decision makers, are going to be in alignment with you and looking at Tom Thibodeau, whereas I would not. I think Tibbs is the best coach that the Knicks could have, even with Malone being out there, even with the possibility of Spoelstra maybe being available. I love Tibbs. I still believe in him, and I would be willing to see this through beyond this postseason into the start of next year with this core group that he's had here now for a year. It hasn't even really had that because it's been, you know, guys have been hurt all year long.
Okay, I love him too. I truly do. So we're coming from the same angle. I respect him. I love him. I'm happy he's the next coach. You and I both feel the same way. I think where we splinter here is I simply don't trust him to get to that next level, and I want to know why you do.
Because he's gotten this team to this level, and I don't believe that he is the one who's going to prevent them. I don't think that the coach is the most important aspect of it. I don't think we talk about the Thunder being a great team or the Cavs being a great team or the Celtics being a great team because of their coach. I'm not knocking those coaches. I love Kenny Atkinson. I liked him with the Nets.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Nets and Kevin Durant didn't think he was good enough. They got him out of town.
Look what he's done with the Cavs, man. Kenny's a coach.
Yeah, he's a coach. But now they may get to a point where they say, okay, well, he's not a championship coach, and maybe they want Malone. By the way, we're seeing championship coaches getting fired as well. What are the Nuggets thinking? I have no idea. I like the known commodity. I love that Tibbs is a disciple of Jeff Van Gundy. That's my favorite coach of all time, Jeff Van Gundy. Tibbs is also, and now those are the intangible things, Tibbs has also had great success. He's been one of the most successful coaches in franchise history building this thing up. I trust that he has what it takes. Just because he hasn't won a championship, we referenced Andy Reid before, Bill Cowher, doesn't mean that those championships won't eventually come.
Yeah.
And for me, if they don't, it's not because if Buck Showalter wasn't a championship manager. I still love him and trust him, or at least did then, to be a great manager. I trust Tibbs to be a great head coach in the NBA. I don't think he's the problem. At least I need to see more evidence to make that decision to where I would move on from him.
I would not need more evidence, unfortunately. God, and I hate saying that. Now, this is really just if they lose to the Pistons, or if they beat the Pistons and look completely disjointed and disheveled and too inferior to the Celtics. Listen, I do think that it's a players' league, certainly. Like, listen, I mean, Joe Torre managed the Mets. He was awful because the Mets stunk. He managed the Braves, intermittent success. He had a really good start 1 year, I think 13-0, made the playoffs, but a little bit of everything, Cardinals, whatever. Comes to the Yankees, he's got a bunch of all-famers, he's a all-famer. So I understand that, you know, what you have from a player perspective is directly going to correlate what you do as a coach, and I think that there's sometimes a false elevation or an unfair amount of punishment and criticism levied at certain coaches who, quote-unquote, fail, but we don't incorporate the lack of horses that they had. He's got the horses. There's a reason why Vegas and me and everybody that knows and follows the NBA looked at the Knicks as a team that is on the short list to win a championship. I don't think they're a tier one team during the regular season, and I don't think they're winning the championship this year. So to me, that's falling short of what I thought you should be.
But it's year one with this group. What are the biggest criticisms, if you could name two criticisms of Tom Thibodeau over the years?
Well, it's obviously it's the minutes,
right?
Of course,
okay.
everybody knows that. Yeah,
okay,
we disagree with that.
Okay, that's to me, that's not a knock. If anything, I give him credit for that because it's led to some of the success the Knicks have had with lesser talent over the years. So let's eliminate that.
Well, hold on, I can't fully eliminate it. Although I'll grant you the first part, yes, it leads to overachievement, but I can't prove this. Did it also lead to some of their bodies being more vulnerable a year ago? Hence, that's why OG went down. That's why Brunson went down. Yep. I think the Mitch thing was just a dirty play by Embiid. I can't say that that's attributed to the minutes. The others, I think that they could be somewhat, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But I want to at least include that in the conversation. Like, I can't completely dismiss the notion that Tom Thibodeau didn't run his stars into the ground a year ago and it hurt him in the postseason.
The other one to me prior to the season was that Tibbs was not an evolved offensive head coach.
That's true. Those are the two criticisms.
The two biggest ones for years.
Yep, coming into the Knicks. He was a bit of an antiquated style, didn't like the three, wanted to grind it out half court. He's changed that perception.
Okay, now he's evolved. Now the third one is that, well, he hasn't won a championship. Now, you could say that about a lot of great head coaches or managers in all sports. So Tibbs, the minutes thing, okay, everybody's going to have their opinion on it. And I guess ultimately, until he wins a championship, that's not going to go away because some people will always speculate as to the minutes being a factor in that. I am not one of them, but to each their own. The other part, he already silenced because he proved that with different talent and a different group, he can be a different offensive mind. That's what the strength is, almost to a fault. But we're all saying, yeah, that's great that they're a finesse team and they can score a bunch of points, but we want to see some toughness here. Mm. Need to see some defense, which we know he can coach. So the criticisms to me are not legitimate enough to justify moving on from him, even if they were to the for the first time in his reign as a Knicks head coach,
yep,
come up short in a spot where they were supposed to win.
But they would be for me because I think there's better options out there. And I talked about Malone. Again, I don't think Pat Riley's ever striking a deal with the Knicks for Spo. And I only bring this up, you know, not to be that guy, but it's nothing that I haven't said and intimated all year. Sal, the first week of the Knicks season, I didn't like the way they looked. I said it. I said something felt off. There was a stark contrast in energy, in toughness, and I know we've been through this many times. The guys that they lost, they couldn't retain Hartenstein because of the stupid CBA rules, the bird's rights, the portion, the blah, blah, blah money. So it's not their fault. I don't fault them for that. And you had to make the trade with DiVincenzo and Randall for Karl-Anthony Towns. You had to make that. So I absolve them there. But it doesn't mean that he's the guy that's going to. I don't think he's going to ever win a championship here. And let me ask you this before we get back to the calls. Let's say that they lose in round two to the Celtics this year, and next year they lose in round two to whomever, the Cavs, the Celtics, whatever, and then he gets fired.
Right.
In 10 years, how do we look back at the Tom Thibodeau era? I can't look at it as fondly as I want to because he didn't win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd have to see how it plays out. I still think if you're talking about a team that was where it was before he got here and he helped build it to that extent where you get into the postseason every year and 50-plus wins every year, there will be a point in this run where the Knicks are going to have to make a decision saying, okay, we're going to make a change here because we believe he's not the guy to get us over the hump, and we're going to try to fire every salvo we can to get us to that championship caliber. I'm not saying that you can't ever fire him. What I'm saying is I don't think that that will make them better. They could think that. It's an unknown. I think their biggest issue is the players that they have.
Yep.
And I think Tibbs is a great coach. And when we look back on his run, if hypothetically they get bounced in the second round this year and then again next year, I think it's going to be disappointing to an extent of saying, well, they never got to the Eastern Conference Finals even, and that's obviously a problem, so I could justify moving on from him. But the big picture, what he did, should always, in my mind, be looked at as fond.
I will look at it fondly, and I'll respect it, and I'll appreciate it. It just won't have been the level of appreciation that I was hoping for because he didn't fully get the job done. Listen, you think he's a great coach? I think he's a really good coach. So that's the difference there. But I also think that a great coach could do more with this team, and that would be a championship. And I don't think he's great. I think he's very good.
We'll continue the conversation. We come back with you, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Well, see, I got to share something with you, and it pains me to do this here. So I took my son to the office today.
Yes.
And as you know, and he wanted to hang out with the boys, and Good Friday, no school.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I like it.
He's mature enough. He can run around a little bit. You gave him your sensor
for
the
ID
thing. Yeah, so he's got roaming around. Nobody else is here working. So he's running around the office, and he's behaved himself, but he's shooting hoops in our office. And I brought him back a sandwich that Mommy made, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I brought it back to him. And as you know, our office is right next to Evan's office, right? So, Evan, as you might recall, a couple of Fridays ago, I had a little conversation with little Jet Roberts.
Yes.
And enticed him to say that the Mets suck on the air, and I owe him 125, which he will get, Chris Bills, but I want to give it to him, not digitally, to Daddy.
Right, okay.
Okay. Today was Evan's chance to respond, because my son is here.
And?
I'm very disappointed in my son.
Oh, did Evan pose the challenge?
He posed it. Now, he posed it in a very respectful way. He's like, Cole, hypothetically, not like when I went to Jenna, I'm like, hey, Jenna, I'll give you $100.
It's typical Evan, though.
Yeah. He's like, hypothetically, if I said to you that I would give you $100 to go on the air and say that the Mets are great, he actually added a two-parter here, and that Soto is better than Judge.
Whoa, I like it. Look at Evan using his
noodles.
I
knew you like it. Would you do it? Now, he's actually half in Evan's office.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of taking the sandwich out of the napkin and getting ready for him. So I'm listening. He knows I'm listening. There was an immediate pause. I'm like, oh, boy, he's not handling this well. Like, he's already contemplating if he should do it.
Right.
Now, I am proud of the next part. He countered.
Okay. So, well,
shows
at least
a little
we got
business
that. Yes,
savvy.
Okay.
Daddy's told him well in
at
that
least
regard.
We're there.
woefully low. He goes from 100 to 110.
Okay.
Right.
At least 125 to make it even for Daddy.
Yeah. Well, that too, but I'm thinking he'll go 150, 170 for bills. Right. You know, show some financial, you know, be a tiger in the boardroom, man, not 10 bucks.
110.
Jeez. Yeah. So I like that his young mind went there. I need more. All right. And he doesn't know what I did with Jet. He doesn't know that Jet eventually got a little bit. He doesn't even know that story. And then I'm like, I got to get back on the air. I said, you know what? Plush it out. Do what you got to do. I didn't give him the evil eye or didn't grunt and groan.
So they were still in negotiations?
Yeah. So I don't know where we are right now. I don't know where we are right now.
Ooh, stay tuned. Maybe Cole Tierney going to come in here and give a little message.
Well, I mean, if he does, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be disappointed. Because he's a couple of years, 2 years older than Jet. And he's been playing ball for a long time. And he always walks around the house saying the Mets suck.
But you will not get in the way of a broker deal between Evan and young Cole
Tierney.
He's
a big boy at this point in that regard. I will not get in the way.
I'm glad Evan did it so I didn't have to be the bad guy.
Were you thinking about doing it?
Well, it did cross my mind when I saw Cole Tierney. I'm like, all right, let me think of the best way to do this. Then I was like, I could really use the 100. I'm not going to be giving up free hunties here.
Can I bring my kids in? Because they'll say whatever you want.
They will,
If you, especially if it's about me negative, they'll definitely say it.
That's funny. For far less money, right?
Yeah, they won't even ask for money.
And then Daddy could get a cut of whatever money is offered that way. All right, BT and Sal.
How about that, though?
On the fan. I like it. 888-808-1019. Nicholas is in Massapequa. What's up, Nick?
Hello, Brandon. Hello, Sal. It's finally nice to finally call in. First-time caller.
Okay.
I've been a fan for a few years.
Nice.
I wanted to ask you guys a question regarding the NBA and with Tom Thibodeau, who has the bigger pressure, either him or the players. Mm-hmm. something I don't understand is with all these head coaches getting fired, like left, right, and center, like crazy. I still can't believe the Nuggets fired their head coach and the playoffs haven't even finished. Why?
Well, they fired him before they even started.
Right, playoffs haven't even started.
But go ahead.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe it, but I don't understand why people think there'll be more pressure towards coaches if, like, they get fired like candy. It's sort of like an expectation. So how do you feel, like, how do you think a coach would enter a role like this with the mentality of I could get fired? And how does that amount of pressure? Like, I think the coaches have more pressure than the players.
Well, I mean, generally there's, you threw a little bit of everything in there. I'm going to keep it specific.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Specific to Tom Thibodeau's situation here, the natural progression is supposed to be you did this last year, we got X, Y, and Z for you player-wise this year, now go out and top what you did last year. And for me, if he doesn't, then I got to move on.
Okay, but immediately, why not give it at least 2 seasons with this group? He's earned another season. See, to me, he's earned. You're preemptively striking, and you may be proven to be correct. Maybe we get to year 2, and it doesn't look much better than it did this year. And the Knicks either struggle in the regular season, which is where maybe I'd consider making a change, or they fall short again in the postseason. Then you make a change, and you feel like in your mind you've wasted the year. I feel like he's earned that second year. So it's not a thought in my mind right now. It's good that they're being proactive, and according to Ian Begley, they are considering all options, meaning if the Knicks lose in the first round or are non-competitive in the second round, they're going to strongly assess everything and see if a better head coach is out there that could get them over the hump. I think he's earned at least one more year with this group to really see what they could do.
I wish I agreed with you.
You don't think he's earned at least another year?
Remember, this is all prefaced on an ugly ouster in the playoffs, whether it's round one, which I don't think it will be, or round two looking completely non-competitive, which for the most part, it has been the entire season against the elite teams in the NBA.
Now, it is such a ridiculous...
I just don't think he's a championship coach. Oh,
okay, but that to me is... It's actually better than saying the hypothetical, if they lose in the first round or if they're non-competitive. It is likely, the odds-on favorite, that they win the first round and that they are somewhat competitive in the second round. They may not beat the Celtics. They're not going to get whitewashed by the Celtics the way that I think they would have last year.
They generally do outside the other night when there's a title. They generally get pushed around. Boston smacks them.
I don't see that being the case. But either way, those are extreme. Okay, well, yeah, if this guy doesn't get the job done, if the Yankees don't make the postseason the next 3 years in a row, Aaron Boone's going to get fired. Like, yeah, we understand that. So, yeah, if the Knicks were to lose in the first round, a series where they're almost 5-1 favorites in, then the coach's job is going to come into question. I still wouldn't, but I understand the talk of that. But in the realistic scenario, even you who's saying, I don't want to say you want Tibbs out of here, but you don't believe he's going to win a championship, but you think they're going to win the first round.
I do, but I don't think it's going to be incredibly easy, but I think they'll win,
He's already getting to the second round.
Yep, and you're supposed to. You're minus 450,
understood,
big damn deal.
But then they're supposed to lose to the Celtics. The Celtics are going to be favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So then how is that on him? Now, if you want to make a change because you don't think he could win a championship, then you're going to hire somebody that just happened to win a championship that may not necessarily be a better head coach than Tibbs is.
But I think Malone is better. Like, I think that Tom Thibodeau...
He's had better players.
With Jokic. I mean, Jamal Murray. I mean, Jamal Murray is good. Jamal Murray is not a top 15 player in the NBA.
He is an underrated player.
No, I think he's very, very, very good,
even
obviously.
Derrick Rose at his peak, as much as I love him, was not as impactful as Jokic.
I thought you were going to say than Jamal Murray.
No.
Yeah. I mean, well, Derrick Rose did interrupt LeBron James' MVP
streak. I love
Derrick
Rose. I know. He's not the player, and maybe just because of the position he plays, he's not the impact player that Jokic was that won a championship. If you take him away from Malone, I mean, it's also, you could say the same thing.
You say that about everybody. Bird away from Casey Jones.
Bingo.
Take
Jordan, Shaq, and Kobe away from Phil Jackson.
Correct.
Okay, so where's Tibbs' superstar? His stars are not as good as Mike Malone's stars with Denver.
I think he's got more good players. Now this is a different level of evaluation. Yeah. I'm going to certainly give you, Jokic is one, if he's not the best, he's second, he's third, and top 3-4 player in the NBA. Everybody knows that. So he's got that on the high end, and Murray is very good, and they've got other good players. But I think if you were to line up the Knicks roster and the Denver roster, while clearly giving the nod to Denver with the superior player of both rosters, I think the Knicks have more quote-unquote good players than Denver.
If Tibbs coached Denver, do you think they wouldn't have won a championship because of him?
I don't think they would have won.
See, that's...
I don't think they would have won.
That's your true assessment.
I don't think he's a championship coach, Sal. I don't.
Yeah, I totally disagree with that. Now, he hasn't won a championship, but neither did Andy Reid until he won multiple championships. Neither did Tom Coughlin until he won multiple. Neither did Bill Cowher. We've seen this pattern before.
I get it. Same with Joe Torre. I know. Just a gut feeling.
Jerry is calling from Wilton, Connecticut. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Let me try and bring this from the narrative around Tibbs into the X's and O's. And I want to build on something Sal said earlier about whether Tibbs has evolved as a coach. I think he has to a degree. But the difference between this year's playoffs and last year's is that this year's seems predestined. We can't beat the Celtics. We can't beat the Cavaliers because we haven't, right? So going into these playoffs and just expecting that our regular season performance is going to be better in the playoffs by rolling out the same thing seems a little crazy.
But so It's not the same thing because the Knicks weren't healthy in the regular season. That's a big difference.
You're absolutely right, and that goes right to my point. Will Tibbs pull the trigger on the one thing that I think forces the Cavaliers and the Celtics to make an adjustment, which is to start Mitch and Kat together and to play that lineup predominant? Because then you have a monster front line, you have Josh Hart anchoring the second unit, and all of a sudden, they have to adjust.
I would do it,
Am
Jerry.
I crazy?
I would do it, and thank you for the call. And I felt like that specifically, we talked about this, BT, even before it was a thing, after that Celtics game, if you remember, watching those two together, to me, that is their best, because I want that defense on the floor. I value it. I know he's a liability, Mitchell Robinson. I know he's a liability offensively. Mm-hmm. I want that defense on the floor, and I'm going to get offense from everybody else on the floor. Now, especially,
they got enough weapons to score.
Especially if it is Bridges as opposed to Hart. Think about the other options. You have Kat, Brunson, Anunoby, Bridges. All four of those guys can light it up from anywhere on the floor, inside and out. And then you have Mitchell Robinson. And of that five, you have an elite rim-protecting defender, and you have two should-be elite perimeter defenders.
Agreed.
That's the lineup.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So we're all sitting here saying, hey, we want to see this. We expect to see it. If we don't see it, wouldn't that get you to change your tune? If it's so obvious to us, what the benefits would be of Karl Anthony Towns playing with Mitchell Robinson, but the head coach doesn't do it, to me, if I'm you, that would change my opinion.
I'd like to see. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't just say, "Well, he's not going to do it." I'm going to go nuts about it. I want to see. He's already alluded to that he likes that, likes those two together. I want to see how he does it and how it works out. Now, it just doesn't mean that you're going to have that at the end of the game necessarily as well. Every single time. I mean, I think that there are different variations of the five that he's going to have on the floor for different reasons.
You'd have to do it against the Cavs. If you ever saw the Cavaliers, something wacky happening to the Cavs with those big guys.
And for me, forget about even the Pistons, and I hate to put this forward and, ignore the Pistons, but just for the sake of conversation, I think it really is going to be necessary against Boston to try and have Mitch be on one of their bigs. Maybe even specific to Porzingis, to at least make it a little more challenging on KP on the perimeter than what we saw the last time out, because you can't let him shoot the lights out. And while Mitch is a great rim protector, he also is agile enough to play as a big against another big on the perimeter and at least get a hand in Porzingis' face.
He is, but number one is...
With Embiid
last year. Yes, there's no doubt. Is he in good enough shape? I don't know. Number two... Can he avoid the fouls? I mean, the more he plays and the more he's chasing, you know, and I know he can do it a little bit. I don't really want a 270-pound Mitchell Robinson with foot injuries moving his feet 25 feet away from the rim too much. I don't think that's a recipe for, you know, him to be on the floor healthy or for him to avoid getting a lot of fouls.
Right.
I mean, think about this. It's not like we think of a big committing a foul, like, you know, you shoot a layup and you just hammer somebody. But when you're chasing somebody like Porzingis, there's reach fouls, there's, you know, a little pump fake, tries to get by you, you grab him. It's you know, I mean, and I don't know if Mitch would be very good in that regard. It's something that I would want to see, but I'm not convinced the results.
Well, who else
would,
is guarding him?
That's one of the problems. Probably nobody. It's not going to be Carl. I mean, it might be Cat, but that's not good either.
Right, he can't be. I mean, Porzingis just blow right past him. So, yeah, I mean, I cannot wait to see how it plays out. Not only the results of the games and the back and forth, but also the X's and O's and how Tibbs does go about it, because the Knicks do have options here. They have multiple options. They could go with Mitch off the bench. They could go with Hart or Bridges off the bench. I'm curious. They have a lot of different ways that they could go here. Shorten their bench as well.
Yeah.
They could. You want to bring in Achiuwa to spell some of these guys here to maybe have them both, you know, give Mitch a little bit of a rest.
You know, I like Achiuwa. And one of the things, this is a good thing and a bad thing. Generally, Tom Thibodeau rolls with his guys. You know, I think Josh Hart's got to play less, not more. And will he do that to Josh Hart? I don't have great confidence that he will. I think for the betterment of the team, he should.
Could also ride the hot hand.
Which is something he's not good at. That has always bothered me. A guy's red hot, he pulls him. He's done that forever.
I think that's going to be imperative here in the postseason. When you have as many options as he has. I mean, think about it. We're a long ways from Elfrid Payton and Reggie Bullock. He used to not have any options.
Yeah.
Now he's got a lot of options. So he's got to make sure he pushes the right buttons at the right time, and that could be the difference in winning a championship.
I actually think that's one of his downfalls, and I've said that. It's hard to quantify, like, getting away from the hot hand, but I feel like sometimes his instincts really go against, from a substitution pattern, not that I'm a coach, but what I'm watching, I'm like, no, why are you taking him out now? I said that a lot with him, Coach, and I really have.
BT and Sal on the Fan, more your calls when we come back. We'll get into the Jets, too. We'll do that coming up at 1 o'clock, BT. We started talking about Rodgers yesterday. We'll put a little bow on that when we come back at 1 o'clock. But your calls on the other side with the Knicks, Soto, whatever's on your mind, 888-808-1019.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Since 1994, and it was a fun exercise for me, and I'm sure as we get more recent, I'll probably start to fade out a little bit. But obviously in 94, we know what happened. Rudy Tomjanovich with the Rockets. Phil Jackson then after that again with the Bulls for three straight years. 98, 99, the Spurs, Popovich, yep. A great coach, of course. Phil Jackson then for three straight years after that. Popovich again. Larry Brown in 2003-2004.
Pistons.
Popovich again, 05-06 Miami Heat. That was Pat Riley in his year down there on the bench. Spurs again. Who was it in 07-08 with the Celtics? Was that Doc? Yes, it was, right? Okay, Doc Rivers with the Celtics. Then back to the Lakers, 08-09 and 09-010. Who was that? That was Phil again?
Yeah. Jeez. That was, remember they had...
He won that many? Yeah, I guess it was him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, who won in 2000?
Carlisle.
Okay. Miami, two straight years after that in 11, 12, Spo. And 12 and 13. Spurs again in 13, 14.
Pop.
Kerr with the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the Cavs coach when they won? Brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was Mike Brown. Yep.
Okay. Kerr again with the Warriors for 2 years. Raptors was Nick Nurse, right?
Yep.
Lakers was, who won it with the Lakers in the pandemic year with LeBron?
It was Ty Lue.
Was it Ty Lue? Good call. I think it was Ty Lue. All right, and then the Bucks win it in 2021.
Uh-huh.
You get the Warriors again.
That was Budenholzer.
Right. You get the who we referenced before.
Yep.
You get the Warriors again with Kerr in 2022. You got Malone in 2023. And you got last year the Celtics with Mazzulla. So of the list of, I mean, this is going back since 1994.
It's a long, long couple of decades of basketball.
Of a handful of, in most cases, all time.
Immortals, no doubt.
So... again, for me to fire a guy in Tibbs just because he hasn't won a championship and hire a guy like Malone who won one, who I think is more of a product of, I'm not knocking Malone, I think he's a good head coach, and I like the local tie, you know, the Knicks stuff, all that stuff. But I feel like Tibbs could be just the same, and I think he won it more so because of Jokic than anything else. I am not making that change, especially after what is year one with this iteration of the Knicks team.
Yeah, I just feel like Tom Thibodeau is on the same line as, you know, Budenholzer or one of those guys. Now, Bud won, so we'll see. I think that the difference, and it's hard to frame it this way because I know people will hear it the wrong way, but he's been doing this a long time. Now, you want to tell me, well, Nick Nurse.
By the way, it was Vogel, not Ty Malone.
Oh, no, Frank Vogel. That's right. Frank Vogel.
Vogel in the pandemic year.
Frank Vogel, good call. Who was pretty good with the Pacers, too, and then just bounced around a little bit. All right, so when you are at this since 1989 as an assistant.
Lou won with the Cavs. That was the one where maybe we got that mix up where I said Brown.
Oh, we did get that mix up with Brown,
Lou won with the Cavs. I'm just looking it up now, yeah.
So I would say that I kind of just... I feel as if I know what kind of coach Tom Thibodeau is, and it's a really good one. My fear, my concern, my hesitation to stamp this thing forward is that there's another level to go, and I don't think that he's got that level.
BT and Sal on the fan. Brian is in Los Angeles, California. What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? Good morning. Good afternoon for you guys, BT and Sal.
What's up, man?
I'm completely on board with Sal on this. I think Tibbs deserves... Of course, according to BT, if it's like worst case scenario, they get swept by Detroit or lose or something like that, then yeah, he's going to get a little side eye, maybe on the hot seat. But other than that, considering where he took us from, to back-to-back 50-win seasons and just winning consistently, I think he's going to get another year, no doubt. And you guys just rambled off a bunch of these head coaches who won. You're going to knock off the greats like Phil and Pop,
sure,
who had, you know, all-time legends.
Yep.
But the one-offs, like Bud, Malone, and all these guys who just won one,
yeah.
these guys still had perennial or even MVP, multiple-time MVP. Joker's MVP, yeah. Giannis MVP.
Tyronn Lue with LeBron, obviously.
You mentioned Derrick Rose. LeBron is just, you don't even power him either. But, you know, Tibbs never had that. So I put him on par with one of those one-time head coaches like Malone. Because if you're going to fire him and put Malone, to me, it's almost the same. You know, Carlisle even won, just won, and he had Dirk. So I think Tibbs.
Hold on, Brian. Now, the thing with Carlisle, and you were like, listen, great call. I think you raised some really, really good things. I appreciate where you're coming from. I know your hoops, right? But Rick didn't just win a championship with Dallas. He also built the Pistons. And I worked in Detroit when he did it. As first year, he had Stackhouse, and then they moved on from Stack, and they were 50-win team. And then Larry Brown came in and won the championship and really reaped the rewards of the culture and the and what Carlisle built. So he didn't just, well, you got Dirk, and, you know, we won a championship with Dirk. It's a one-off. No, I think Rick Carlisle is a great coach. Like, I think Tom Thibodeau is good. Is very good. I'm not trying to sell him short. Very good. Tom Thibodeau is a very good basketball coach. I think Rick Carlisle is a great coach. That's the difference for me.
And he was good with the Pacers, too, in his first stint there as well.
Larry Bird hired him when he kicked out Isaiah. Yep.
Jerry is calling from Maywood. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. First of all, I'm with Sal on the Tibbs. Give him another year. But really what I want to talk about is the Mitch and Kat. I think playing them both together, I'm all for it, and I think you'll see it some. But I think what some people overlook is you need 48 minutes from the center spot. So I think it's hard for them to play exclusively together or even to start Mitch because Precious is going to have to play, and Precious is really not that good. His metrics are terrible. So I'm all for them playing together, but I don't think they can play exclusively, and I think Mitch is still limited to how many minutes you're going to play him. And Kat's going to have to play some at this time.
I agree. It's not going to be like, you know, Patrick playing 41 minutes and Charles Oakley playing 39 at the 5 and the 4 spot. You're going to have to allocate those minutes judiciously because you're going to have to pick some spots here and do it where it works. And like, you're not going to burn, I don't think, 8-9 minutes of court time in the first quarter between Towns and Mitchell because, to his point, you got to fill 48 minutes at the center spot, and Mitch is not ready for big minutes.
Right, so when is it more important to use those two together? It's going to be important minutes, and it's not going to be the entire game. Obviously, you're going to have Karl Anthony Towns playing a lot more minutes than Mitch Robinson, I would think, at this particular point. Mitch could say he's ready for the dirty work. Is he ready for the full load?
No.
And would you even want to give him the full load at this point? This point,
you're not ready for it.
Yeah,
he's not ready.
You're certainly not doing it in round one. Even if he is ready for it, I'm easing him into it here. So that is another point. And then, yeah, I don't like Achiuwa as much as everybody else. I think he can give you quality veteran backup minutes, but you're not getting much from him. He's not a good offensive player. He's not a great defensive player. He's just a body that can spell. He can give you quality bench minutes to spell Mitchell Robinson and or Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, I'm looking at the, I just wanted to make sure I was on point with this. I didn't know if there was a couple of games that I may have missed here. All right, I'm looking at Mitch's game log. 12 minutes, 13 minutes, 15 minutes. This is when he's just easing back. 15, 13, 16, 19, 16, 24, 17, 17, 13, 18, 14. I know he had a big one at the end there. 21, 13, 16, 33 against the Cavaliers.
How many play against the Celtics? You have that?
Yeah, 16. And that was an overtime game. And then the game before that was 13. The one before that, the Philly game with the Knicks won fairly easily. And, you know, he played 21.
And the last game you said was 21?
No, that last one was 33.
All right, but, so he could give you between 25 and 30 minutes. Well, max.
I was gonna ask. So he played what? How many? He played. I'm doing this fast. Maybe 15 games since he came back. I'm seeing only 1, 2, 3. Above 20 minutes.
Right,
but think about the intensity of the playoffs. So it's not only a volume thing, but now it's an exertion thing.
But they're still easing him in, ramping him up. Also, what will help, I know we don't like it because the schedule is so choppy, but the fact that there are so many off days.
Yeah, yeah,
built in. You get 2 off days in between from game 1 to game 2.
No question.
I mean,
it's going to help him.
Yeah, I think you're going to see him play closer to 30 minutes.
30?
Yeah, more consistent. Closer to. I would say between 25. Dude. It's the playoffs.
30. I'm going to go close to the 20. I'm going to go the opposite end.
Wow.
I don't think he's playing. Like, you say close to the 30, 27, 28. I say close to the 20. That's like 22, 23. I don't see him going out there multiple times in this series pushing the 30 minutes. I just don't think he's ready for it.
He's played three games over 20 minutes. One of the last game versus Cleveland, he played 32.
I think BT just said that.
Appreciate the hustle, though, Hoff. Honestly, you can't knock the hustle. Thank you.
He's looking right at us. No, seriously, Hoff, we appreciate excellent insight. We appreciate
that exact sentence. I don't think it was exactly
It was.
It was close. I was clarifying. I thought you said you were looking for clarifying.
All good. Hey, the more the better.
I'm not getting on you.
No, just to clarify, we're all good. Just to clarify, yes.
The echo chamber.
BT inside.
He's looking at his tickets at Evan game for the next Mets game. Oh, he's still doing the show?
And then, meanwhile, I'm asking you guys if you want to go to the game Monday. You're going to be out of town.
I'm coming back Monday night.
Hoff can't. He says, I'm not going to go to the Knicks playoff game. I'm going to go to the Mets game instead.
I don't think he's a big Knicks guy, Hoff.
Mets, Phillies. I mean, it's game two.
He's
Monday
a Rangers
night.
Mets guy.
For the price of tickets, I'm a bigger Mets fan than Knicks at the moment.
What do you mean, free versus 500?
No. I was told. Well, let me ask you if this is a bad price, you think.
Okay.
$275 to $300.
Where?
Section in the 200s. I don't know where exactly in the 200s. I asked what row before I commit that. But I think if you could get in the building in the 200s for $300.
Yeah, but against the Pistons. I mean,
it's postseason.
Yeah, not horrendous. I mean, would I do it? Sure, I would do it. I can see why a lot of people wouldn't.
Mitch and Forley's looking into it.
I don't land it until Monday night.
I know. No, you. That's why I said. He's like, why not be teeing off? I explained to him, so I may be solo with Mitch. But even I don't know if I'm willing to commit that, but I don't think that's a bad value there.
Well, what's the play here? Would you assume the Knicks are going to win the series, right?
Right, so I'd rather wait until round two.
Yeah, so do you want to burn one here, and then if you want to go to round two, not that you can't do it, but now it's probably going to be $400 or $500.
I'm not going in for thousands of dollars to go see the Knicks.
Well, exactly. Yeah, watch the first round on TV. If you want to jump in round two, kick in an extra $100 or two, and then go and see, you know, against the real team.
We'll revisit it round two.
Oh, yeah.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We'll get to the Jets. We'll continue with the calls as well on the Knicks and Soto stuff, but we'll get to the Jets when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.